Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope the day is treating you good for this May 4th, 2023, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you doing over there?
Doing well. How are things going there?
Not bad here. We're enjoying these temperatures in the early morning, the way that it's looking this weekend, but especially next week, Paul. We got some nice stuff coming from Mother Nature.
Yeah, definitely get settled into the warmer weather here for us in the next several days. And still with some clouds and some breaks of sun today, a couple light showers, some sprinkles around the area at times. So a little bit of that to contend with, otherwise highs to about 70 with a south wind at 10 to 15. For tonight, so a couple showers possible, lows at 45. Still rather cloudy tomorrow, some more scattered shower chances, 65, 49 Friday night. Shower chances, kind of the ongoing theme here, Saturday, Sunday, and into the next week with some of those chances really each day here for us. Still rather cloudy through the weekend, 68 Saturday with shower chances Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday showers, a few storms, highs near 70, and then right around 70 Monday and Tuesday, a few more of those shower and storm chances still hanging around here for us. But yeah, definitely at least some spring rain showers and warmer temps on the docket here the next several days here for us.
Mm. Paul, I hate to keep you too long or anything, but my partner over here, yeah. Seth, grew up in the Minnesota area. And had a question for you, and I'm putting him on the spot with this.
Oh, okay. I don't want to ask you, Paul, how long you've been working at WeatherEye.
Yeah. We don't want to age you, Paul.
I don't want to age you, but when I was, it would have been about, you know, 20-some years ago or 20 or even 30 years ago, that I seem to recall you doing weather for WeatherEye when listening to when I was a kid on radio stations up in Minnesota.
It could be. I started working here in 2002, I believe, was my
maybe it was
year.
Later than I thought. Maybe, yeah. Okay. Okay. But still, your voice is so familiar that. It's like, I know I heard him somewhere.
You got one of our favorite voices, Paul. So.
Yeah, you do.
Well, thank you for that.
All right.
We appreciate you, Paul. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, it's been about 20 years.
Wow. Right on.
Nice.
Very cool. We're lucky to have you, Paul. We're lucky to have the whole team over there. Say hi to everybody. Thank you for putting up with us, Paul. We appreciate you.
Yeah. No problem. You guys are fun. No. Always enjoy. Yeah.
Have a great morning.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. He's great.
So I'm guessing my timing was just a little bit off because I think that's when it was, but I know I heard him before somewhere.
Right,
so it makes sense. I bet you I did hear him in the past.
Oh, yeah, I think definitely you did because it's just too close. You're probably skewing a couple years here or there.
Probably, yeah.
Which is something we do. When it comes to we've had this scientifically proven now. Mm-hmm. There is virtually nothing that we remember from our youth that is accurate.
That's correct,
At least 100% accurate.
Yeah.
For every four or five things that are true, there are one or two things that maybe we romanticize, mm-hmm. that we look at nostalgically. And that is where we're going with our first topic for the morning, nostalgia, basically.
All right, let's do it.
We have the top 10 brands that remind us of our childhood. Hastings, Nebraska just installed a 6-foot statue of the Kool-Aid Man. A guy from Hastings named Edwin Perkins came up with Kool-Aid in 1927 after messing around in his mom's kitchen. So so that's kind of cool that they're kind of honoring that. I'm showing Seth the picture right now. And
oh, there you go.
That is a life size. I mean, he is huge.
He is huge. If that guy crashed through my wall, I'd be freaked out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never noticed his eyes are commas.
They are.
Like upside down commas. That is weird in itself. That is,
What was he doing busting through walls anyway?
There are plenty of doors. There are plenty of doors.
Maybe he couldn't fit. He's too big.
What they don't show you is after the commercials, the Kool-Aid Man having to fix the wall that he, you know.
Better fix that wall, man.
Yeah. If you happen to be swinging through southeast Nebraska anytime soon, it's outside of Hastings Museum of Natural and Cultural History. A recent survey looked at the top brands that remind us of our childhood, mm-hmm. and here is the list. So we've got some honorable mentions we'll get in a little bit later, but you want to start at number 1 or number 10 on this?
Let's start at 10.
All right. Number 10, Hasbro.
Of course.
Yeah, I can even picture the logo.
Yep. Yeah, Hasbro, all the different toys that they make are made, and then, well, of course, they still make, because now they're huge, gigantic, you know, corporation that own everything. But
they got big. Yeah, they got big.
Got really big. But no, yeah. Were they the Hot Wheels? Was it Hasbro that did Hot Wheels?
Now I'm asking all these questions. No, it wasn't. But here, it's a good question, though. Yeah.
Or Matchbox cars. They did one of the two, I think.
They did Matchbox cars.
Okay.
I think they did Matchbox cars. Number nine, Nerf.
Yes. And again, still very strong. Strong. Nerf is still going strong to this day.
I feel like Nerf was one of those, it wasn't expensive, but like kids like me, we couldn't afford it and stuff. So I remember my cousins having them and everything.
I had a little Nerf indoor basketball set.
Yeah, right on.
You would put the net on the top of a door, and then you'd shoot it. Like, that was fun.
Those were great.
Yeah.
Those were great. I wouldn't mind having one of those in the studio, actually. Yeah, Mattel at number eight.
It's Mattel.
Yep. Yeah. Now, they were the Barbie people, weren't they?
Yes, Mattel. Yeah, that was their big. Mattel was their big. Barbie was their big product. Yes.
I thought so.
You got it.
A lot of good toys from Mattel, too. I'm trying to think of all the toys from Mattel and Hasbro and this, because there's a lot. Like, I thought they were going to be a little more detailed about
Just giving us names. So yeah. I wonder which G.I. Joe was one of them. I thought Mattel was G.I. Joe.
That's the whole reason I'm looking into this. Yes. I wanted to find, what toy. Yep. So let's see. With Mattel, they've got, they got everything.
Yeah.
They got Barbie. They got Uno. They got action figures. Action figures.
What do they have? He-Man? Oh, they got He-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. WWE, He-Man, Disney stuff. Minecraft stuff. Oh, yeah, of course they would. All the toys would be a lot different now, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking for 80s toys. What am I doing?
Oh, man.
But they do still have He-Man toys.
He-Man has made a comeback,
They are a lot cooler than when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Holy cow, man.
I mean, we had the most that ours did were like the Kung Fu grip.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you pull the arm back and it would swing forward as a punching thing, you know?
I remember how cool it was that G.I. Joe guys, like their arms bent.
Oh, yeah, like the elbow cool and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they all bend all over the place and everything. There are all kinds of stuff with this, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting a little jealous here. I'm getting a little like, this ain't cool. That ain't cool. Like, I didn't know we got cheaped out by toys that much.
Man.
And every generation of parents tells the kids, you don't know how good you have it.
Yeah.
And I was one of those parents, certainly. I'm sure that my dad was saying the same thing to me.
Oh, yeah.
You got this Nerf stuff and everything.
Yeah.
You don't know how cool it is, Jimmy. My G.I. Joe guys were dolls. You got action figures. You know?
That's right.
Kool-Aid comes in at number seven.
Yeah. Yep.
If you were a child that was born from 1979 to 1989, you have had Kool-Aid in your system.
Yes, yes.
I gather that many, 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 many others have as well, but definitely from there.
the one thing, and now I think I'm it's because it's not Kool-Aid. I think it's Hi-C that did Ecto Cooler.
Yes, it was.
It was Hi-C, but I always associate that,
isn't that weird?
With Kool-Aid, and it's wrong.
I do too. Disney comes in at number six.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the resurgence of Disney when we were kids. Is when they were kind of hit a kind of fallow period there, and then like Little Mermaid came up and boom, and all of a sudden Disney was back, and they were all Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and all these things. Yeah,
I just read a really interesting article about this time when Disney almost folded.
Yeah,
when which is so weird.
Can
to
you
think
imagine?
Of. But it was when Disney's Walt's third cousin kid or somebody like that. Was
I know
in
who you're
charge.
Talking about. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, and he was horrible at it.
Yeah,
he wanted to take Disney in a darker tone, but the board of directors didn't want to go that direction. So there was this push and pull, and you had a bunch of movies come out around that time, like Something Wicked This Way Comes, and movies like that that were trying to gear a little more towards what they didn't know at the time, but young adults.
Yes.
What we do now, we have a whole subculture for that now and everything. But they kind of were ahead of the curve a little of this, but they couldn't all get on the same page. So you had they would get a script for Something Wicked This Way Comes, which was based on the Ray Bradbury book.
Yes.
And a little random fact for people out there, Walt Disney, Ray Bradbury, practically best friends. hung out all the time.
Oh, I did not know that.
Walt would cancel meetings to take Ray. If Ray Bradbury showed up, just kind of like, hey, I'm in town or whatever.
Wow.
He would cancel meetings to take Ray Bradbury around Disney Park and show him stuff.
Jeez.
Like, they were really, really close
tight.
Friends.
Wow.
Ray Bradbury even credits Walt Disney with some of his sci-fi ideas.
Really?
And, okay. And vice versa with Walt Disney, with crediting Ray Bradbury with, like, where like the rides, like some of the rides and everything. You go ahead and look into it. It's kind of cool. Two people I don't think I would have ever thought would have been friendly, let alone really good friends.
You have to remember that Ray Bradbury wrote several movies for a while. He was a screenwriter in Hollywood, and I think that's where he met Walt and worked with him. Yep.
Walt loves wants to turn this into a movie. Ray Bradbury will say that the book Something That Wicked This Way Comes was originally supposed to be a script. They get the idea. Oh, we're going to turn it into a movie. They have the script. Ray Bradbury writes and all that. But then the board doesn't like it because it's too dark. They pull in a new writer, new director, all that. Ray lost the project, his baby. He wasn't a part of it. He would show up on the set and everything and just eventually had to leave because he just couldn't handle it.
And that was long after Walt had died. It was like a good 10, 15 years after that. So
I remember the movie. I remember my sister being a little freaked out by it. I remember falling in love with Mr. Dark or something like that. I didn't know it at the time, but I would spend the rest of my life loving Jonathan Pryce.
Love Jonathan Pryce.
So good. The kids in that were pretty good acting, too. Disney has always been really good about finding child actors.
Oh, they have been excellent at that. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, Disney, it's so weird to think of Disney. Now they own everything.
That's
weird. Monopoly comes in at number five.
Monopoly?
Yeah.
That's a generational thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because it came out, in the 1930s? So, if you're a kid from any of those time periods, it's just kept going and going and going. And now there's a Monopoly for everything.
Yeah, it's
you can
crazy.
Literally get your own Monopoly based on your own stuff if you want.
Yeah, you can make
customize.
Your own.
Yep.
Yeah, there are Star Wars. There's a every major city has one.
Yep.
Every state has one. There's a Wisconsin Monopoly. Yep. I have a Chicago Monopoly.
Yes.
I've never even opened it, though. Yep. I haven't. I have yet to open it.
And that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, a friend and I were supposed to play and never did. And I just have never opened it.
It's still Monopoly. I mean, it's not much different.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. This was the game, too, that we got to stay up late to play at our house.
Because it took 4 hours to play this darn thing.
Exactly. And you still never know who won.
Nope.
But I can tell you, my dad usually lost. And it was really bad because he cheated. My father was not a cheater, did not cheat in most games or anything like that. For some reason with Monopoly and the idea of having money. Yeah. He would be the banker because he was so good with math, and he would hide a $500 bill under the board.
So, in other words, he was like a real banker.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah, hey-o! It still would win. It still would.
That's funny. That's the funny part,
Hot Wheels comes in at number four.
Hot Wheels, yes.
So, I'm guessing they're different than the Hasbro Mattel thing.
Yeah, I'm guessing, yes.
Hot Wheels were amazing.
But Hot Wheels, and again, still around, man.
Not only amazing, but also the commercials were amazing.
They probably had some of the best commercials.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, of all the toy commercials that we saw, a lot of toy commercials when we were kids. They had really good ones. They really wanted you to get that set, man. Oh, look at what they're doing. That's so cool.
That just reminded me also of the Micro Machine guy. That guy. You can talk about
the guy.
Yeah,
he was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, he was really good. He made a good living at that, too. Play-Doh comes in at number three.
Again, a generational one.
Yeah, my sister and brother like Play-Doh more than I did. I was more of the Hot Wheels, G.I. Joes, that kind of stuff.
More action-y stuff, right. Yeah. That makes sense.
And Legos, number two. I loved taking, because again, like with Monopoly, we didn't have all the pieces. So we used like our own stuff and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't have full Lego sets oftentimes.
Oh, no.
They were hand-downs and things. Mm-hmm. But I would combine them with Lincoln Logs.
Ooh.
And I would build the Legos I would build a little fort or something and build the Legos around it or as a part of it or something like that.
Yep.
I think this may be one of the few things I could say this about. I may have been ahead of the curve on these whole mashing of things.
I think you might have been.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize it. But my He-Man guys were playing with my G.I. Joe guys and like all that.
Which is good because they're towering over your G.I.
Joe. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Now, number one on the list, Nintendo.
Well, it came out in the 80s. The NES came out in 1985, right smack in the middle of the 80s. For our generation, I mean,
yeah.
You cannot avoid it. It's even if you didn't have one, everyone else did.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not that I'm bitter.
Right.
But still, you talked about it. Everyone was talking about the latest games and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it was big news.
Right around that time is when I first start getting sent up here to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I lived here permanently right there, but it was right around that time that I first started to and everything. And mm-hmm. it was away from my parents, my friends, the culture shock of moving there to here and stuff. My nan and papa looking for ways to, because I didn't have any friends or anything like mm-hmm. that, got me a little video game system, this little Nintendo, you know, and it didn't come with games. So papa, like, what games you want? I like this Blades of Steel thing. I like hockey, so I'll play that. And got Super Mario with it, Duck Hunt
Blades
and all that.
Steel.
Yes.
I love the way that game opened.
It was so great the way that the game opened. I think that part of the reason I'm in this chair is that game. I would sit there in the basement, and I didn't know this until years later, and I would commentate the games.
Oh, really?
I would do the color and the play-by-play. And I would get so into it, and I'd get all excited and all this. But I didn't think anybody could hear me. I was in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
My papa would listen to me, would sit at the top of the stairs
so sweet.
And listen to me do this and everything. And he has not let me live that down.
Oh, I'm sure he's not.
But I don't think getting comfortable with my voice doing all those kind of things, I genuinely think that stuff leads to where I am today. Now, it's not the only reason, but I think it's part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silly thing. You don't think a video game system can give that to a kid. But it gave me a friend, as sad as that might sound to people out there. Given the circumstances, I don't think it's sad. I don't think it's a
It helped you. It helped you get through some tough times.
It was a cool thing. Yeah.
Man, I mean, that's what more could you ask, really?
I think that's something to think about with video games.
Yeah.
Too much of anything is a bad thing.
We know this.
But they have their positives.
They do.
The outside looking in, as far as this list goes, Slinky, Toys R Us, Silly Putty, McDonald's, Ice Pops, Big Wheels. Yeah.
Oh, Big Wheels.
Big Wheels.
So dangerous. Anyway.
Yeah. But they had the big wheel. You knew you had a cool big wheel if it had the brake.
It had the brake.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could skid.
Yeah.
You could skid with it. Milton Bradley.
Oh, all the board games Milton Bradley did. Yep,
Super Soakers.
Oh God,
the Super Soakers. That's crazy.
I remember when those suddenly became a thing. Because this, we're not talking little squirt guns here.
No,
we're talking like pressurized. Yeah.
Like you could use them to paint a house if you wanted to. They were those things were. They had some power. And finally, Lincoln Logs.
You had mentioned Lincoln Logs. Yeah. Two shout-outs for me.
Mm.
I had for some reason, my parents got me on some tastes of toys that weren't popular then but have become more.
Mm.
Brio, which was a wooden train set.
I remember
the wooden track. Now, nowadays, there's wooden train stuff all over the place. You can get it anywhere. But the Brio was a German company, and you could only get it at specialty like toy stores.
Wow.
But I cannot tell you how many hours I spent building train tracks and putting stuff on there. And the other one was I was not a big Lego kid, but I liked a similar product called Playmobil, which wasn't it wasn't a building thing, but it had lots of historical sets and that kind of stuff. And that was my other big toy
ones.
When I
Those
was a kid.
Ones.
So
Weeble Wobbles.
They wobble, but they don't fall down.
That's right. And every kid, even me, a poor kid in South Chicago, had that little barnyard set. That you open the door and
oh
and
my
that,
gosh, you're right.
Everybody
everyone
had that. Everybody, like the generations before us, I think it was the Little Red Wagon.
Yes.
That everybody
I had one
had.
Of those, by the way.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Radio Flyer, yeah.
Yeah, Radio Flyer. I think everybody had one of those. I think in our generation, that was one of the ones. Everybody had that little, like, Weeble Wobble kind of thing with the, you could put toys in and stuff, and it was just a rinky kind of, like, plastic barn that when you open the door, everybody had that.
And my favorite outside toy, I had a Tonka.
Oh,
front end loader.
Nice.
Not a dump truck. Yeah. It was a front end loader. It was awesome. It was made out of metal. It was so cool.
And I can remember. I didn't get a lot of toys or gifts growing up, and I'll never forget my parents bringing me that Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a part of me. Every once in a while, I look up like how much one would be just to buy a new one, just to have it, just to have it.
Just
I
to look
no
at
reason.
It. Yeah, you're gonna play with it. Yeah.
I don't even know if I let my nephews play with it. Like I don't know. I'd be honest about it. I hope that I would. I'd like to think I would, but. I can imagine Charlie or Henry like picking it up and like pulling like
oh no 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 no
no no no no, no, no. Yeah, I'm just gonna take that. Here's a rock.
Yeah.
Here, go and play with this. Here's a. Speaking of, they don't have Transformers on the list.
Oh, they don't.
I thought
that
was interesting. And they don't have the poor man's version of it like we did growing up.
I had GoBots.
Yes,
I don't think GoBots. I had a Transformer. I had a GoBot.
No, all my friends had Transformers. I knew kids that had Transformers. We had GoBots. And GoBots were, it was a rock that turned into a boulder. That's all it was. It was like, wait a minute, a car that turns into
actually,
a car?
I had a Porsche. They had a Porsche character that was pretty cool.
They had a couple. But where a Transformer were like 18 things you did to transform, like GoBots, like
you
one.
Just fold it
two.
Over.
Yeah. It's
like, that's all it is.
All right, I guess it's cool. The guy that has the thing that turns into a semi seems cooler, okay. But all right.
I know we're going long on this, but I got to say one word, and I want to see if you remember anything about it. Mask.
Yes! Yes!
It didn't last very long.
No.
But those were cool.
Those were awesome. It was the weirdest concept for a cartoon ever.
Yes.
Maybe one of the weirdest.
Yeah.
There was a lot of weird cartoons in the 80s.
Yes.
But that mask, man, if you remember Mask, you're our people.
Yeah, exactly.
That was such a rare, like, not a lot of people got. I had a couple of those.
Me too.
They were great. And if you lost the mask, you felt horrible.
Yeah. Then they can't hide.
Yeah. Taking a break. I didn't understand. But like,
I still don't understand.
So many questions. So many questions about that show. Take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. What we encourage you to do right now is some celebrating and get on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club for decades like they have around
decades,
here.
Decades, yes.
We appreciate them. You buy local, support local. Get on over to Misty's. Enjoy some great food, wonderful atmosphere, and the only thing that tops all that is the people.
Mm-hmm. They're the best.
And Seth, if they go there and they're celebrating a birthday, they might get something, right?
I am obligated to say that they get some free pie, a free slice of Brian's pie, which, you know, is as close to heaven as you're going to get here on earth.
True.
In my personal opinion. So,
hard to argue.
And I'm very right on that.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Go and tell me I'm wrong. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I encourage you to check that. Head on over to Misty's. You're not going to be disappointed.
Not at all.
We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. We want to remind you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Of course, you can direct message us on Facebook as well. Just get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can have a day like this where Seth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 possible qualifiers.
Whoa, we don't get up there very much. So I got to go with 6. I got to go with the number we don't get very often.
There we go. That gives us our qualifiers so we can go right into the celebrating. And we want to start off by wishing a very, very happy birthday to Katie Alexander.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Katie, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to, you know, I joke all the time that the best boss I ever had, Conan O'Brien and everything. I say that kind of jokingly, and it's actually a playoff and inside joke with him and the writers that only him and the writers and I get.
Oh,
so
got
it's
it.
Not a very good joke. Actually, when I think about the best bosses I've had, I don't know, because I've been fortunate to have some good ones, but I would say my bosses over at Stoiber when I worked there were pretty damn amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Moselle and Aaron treated me and our staff incredibly. We're really, really good to us. And one of them is celebrating a birthday today, so we wish a very happy birthday to Dr. Aaron Stoiber Aldi.
Aaron, happy birthday.
I love her. I just love talking to her, love hanging out with her. Her husband's amazing. Her kids are fantastic. She's awesome.
I got to do a little acting with her.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
did the Winter Frost right. thing. It was kind of fun. She hadn't done much of that, and she did a great job.
Our friends at Stoiber put back in this community all the time. Encourage you to, especially you want to feel good this summer. You want to be able to take advantage of all this nice weather and everything like that. Get your flexibility back. Get your life back. You know, get on over there. Get a nice adjustment. You are not going to be disappointed. And we wish you a very happy birthday today, Dr. Aaron.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Josh Cronston.
Josh, happy birthday.
We hope you have a good day, Josh. Enjoy.
Yes, indeed.
Happy birthday to Judy Neiman.
Judy, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Judy.
Judy.
I just love that name, Judy. It's a great name. Happy birthday, Deb Elft.
Deb, happy birthday.
Deb, we appreciate you. Deb, longtime listener, great person. We appreciate you, Deb.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Carrie Crambeer.
Carrie, happy birthday and congratulations.
We hope you have a great one. Enjoy your day, Carrie. Have a great day. And it's Thursday, you guys.
Celebrate.
Just celebrate right into the weekend.
Yeah.
Might as well be Friday.
Take tomorrow off. Tell them we gave you permission to do that.
Okay? I got a birthday to celebrate. I got things to do.
Guess
that's
there,
all
yeah.
you got to say. And I'm sure people understand. Yeah. Enjoy your birthdays, every one of you. We hope it's a great one for you. And anybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, any days coming up, we wish you a great one. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's and encourage you to let us know about these birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, keep them coming.
Taking a quick look at our celebrity list, Shameik Moore is 28, Miles Morales in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movies. He is a great young actor.
Yeah.
He's been in some movies on his own, like the Wu-Tang Clan show and some stuff like that. But I really like his voice acting.
Nice.
He's a very good young voice actor.
He did it in the original Spider-Man animated one. He did a marvelous job.
Yeah.
Yes.
That Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I get a little bit of I think I get a hard time for this one. I think it's the best Spider-Man movie.
It's so good.
It's so dang good.
It's a very good movie.
I didn't go into it thinking that, but man, the acting and the voice acting in it, the story and everything, I was blown away.
It was funny. It was full of action. Yeah, it was great.
Cannot wait for the second one. And the second one, Oscar Isaac is in it.
Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Oh, man.
Ray Lynn is 29, country singer who got her start on Team Blake with The Voice, her biggest hit, God Made Girls.
Okay.
I don't know her. Don't know that song.
I don't know that.
Great name, though, and I've heard she has a great voice.
Sure.
Alexander Gold is 29. He's Nemo in Finding Nemo.
Oh, really?
He grew up to play the character Shane on the Showtime show Weeds. He did a little bit of acting here and there and stuff. But yeah. And again, another young voice actor that did a good job. Lance Bass is 44 with NSYNC, from NSYNC. Lance Bass was 44 when he first joined NSYNC, I thought.
Wasn't
like,
he?
No. He's not. That was Joey Fatone. That was the old
one. There you go.
I don't know. They're all the same to me. I don't know. But happy birthday to Lance.
Yep.
Happy 45th birthday to Aaron Andrews, former Dancing with the Stars co-host and Fox Sports lead NFL sideline reporter. I've always appreciated her reporting and the work that she does.
She's very good at the reporting part.
Yeah.
She actually did, I have to give her credit. She actually did a pretty good job on Dancing with the Stars, too, which I had to watch a few times in self-defense. But she did, as a host, she actually did a pretty good job. She had a good rapport with Tom Bergeron, too.
And nothing against her, but if you can't work with Tom Bergeron, something's wrong with you.
That's true,
He's one of the best hosts of all time.
Yeah.
He is underappreciated, the jobs that he has done. He has done this for a lot of different things and been very good at every stop he's had.
Very fast on his feet, too.
Yeah.
He's got lightning-quick wit as well.
I like that he went gray, too. I like when he was letting the patches of gray. I haven't seen him in a long time, but yeah, I like that. Very good at what he did. Mike Dirnt is 51, Green Bay bassist. Is that one of the more punk rock names you'll hear? And that's
Mike
his real name.
Dirnt, yeah,
that's
yes,
his
it
real
is.
Name. D-I-R-N-T, Dirnt. That's a great name. That's a punk name right there.
Who would have thought when Green Day first came out in the early 90s, they would end up where they did?
Yeah.
Like musically.
Yeah.
It's amazing the evolution they went through.
I think very similar to Trent Reznor,
Of
this evolution of where they've gone and stuff. One of my favorite character actors, just favorite people, voice actors, all that. Mr. Will Arnett is 53 today. He's Batman in the Batman. Lego movies. He is Flaked on BoJack Horseman. He's a Chip on Flaked. He is BoJack Horseman. Great actor. He's been in a bunch of other movies. Most of us got to know him as playing Job on Arrested Development.
Right.
One of my favorite characters in TV history.
Nice.
God, him and Jason Bateman have my favorite chemistry in modern history.
There's no question they have very good chemistry together.
So good together.
And they became like super best friends, because of that show.
They still hang out all the time. What's better?
They got a podcast together.
Yeah, they do a podcast together, and I saw a picture the other day of the brothers together. It was them with the guy who played Buster, and I'm blanking on his name. Great actor. I talk about him all the time.
Michael, I can't remember his name.
It was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, that's cool.
Big fan of his. Him and Amy Poehler were married for a while. They divorced, as good as you can. They're still friendly and stuff. They have, I think, one or two children together. I don't mean to put anything on children. I think we do this way too much. But my God, Amy Poehler, Will Arnett having a child together. You got to think that's a, like, if they grow up to be accountants, great. That's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Whatever they do, that's awesome. But if they grow up to be actors or comedians.
Well, they got a nice start for because they got for in terms of comedy. Yeah.
Anna Gasteyer is 56. She was the first SNL cast member ever to be pregnant while on the show. Tina Fey was second.
Nice.
I love Anna Gasteyer. Mm-hmm. Great actor. She's been in a bunch of different stuff. Wine Country, she got a big break in and everything. Mm-hmm. But she was on a TV show, American Auto. I don't know if it's going to get canceled or not. They had two seasons. I watched every episode and loved it.
Nice.
I watched it mainly because of her. Really good cast, and she is good. She can carry a show.
Nice.
Randy Travis is 64. We were just talking about him the other day.
Randy Travis.
Country superstar. Unfortunately, he suffered a massive stroke in 2013, so hasn't been able to perform since then. But his legacy is set.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, some things off the field that were an issue for Randy Travis that he struggled with. A lot of his demons were out in the public eye.
Yes.
And it's still just the legacy that he has and one of the more iconic voices in country music history. I'm not a country music guy, and even I know when I hear a song, oh, that's Randy Travis.
Yep.
Like, that just speaks to the part of his legacy.
Yep.
If I understand right, too, a very good songwriter.
Oh, yes. No, he has written some very excellent songs. I mean, I think about, Forever and Ever, Amen, is one of Beth's favorite songs of all time. And yeah, he wrote that one. And no, he's an excellent songwriter.
Richard Jenkins is 76. When we talk character actors, he needs to be mentioned. Nathaniel Fisher on 6 Feet Under. He was John C. Reilly's dad in Step Brothers. He was in The Shape of Water. He got a really good run on American Horror Story, playing some wild, weird characters that I never threw. He has such range. Such range from him. He can go all over the map. He's an incredible actor. Just never really got a huge, big leading role or break or anything. But he's made a great career.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's doing all right, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Great actor. And so some people no longer with us, like Nick Ashford, born in 1941, passed away in 2011. Him and his wife, Valerie Simpson, were Ashford and Simpson.
Simpson, yes.
Solid! They also wrote the Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell classic, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and You're All I Need to Get By. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell did have a writing credit, I believe, on All You Need to Get By. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell doing You're All I Need to Get By. If I had to choose favorite love song of all time, most romantic song of all time, that is it with a bullet. Number one, easily.
Ashford and Simpson, they were, I mean, like you said, before they ever performed, they were great songwriters. My goodness.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't believe me, go ahead and listen to that All I Need to Get By. The original version of that song, You Tell Me It Don't Move You. You tell me it doesn't get you. Doesn't
By the way, Solid Like a Rock, I love that song.
That it's is
like,
a
solid like a rock.
That was a fun song.
Yeah.
It had its moment, yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, we wrap up with Audrey Hepburn, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 1993. Class, classic actress, class off the field, class on the field, My Fair Lady, Roman Holiday, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Funny Face, Sabrina, Charade. I can keep going, everybody. Just one of the greatest careers of all time.
I love Charade. That's a great movie.
Probably maybe my favorite of hers.
Like, her and Aaron Cary Grant. I mean, come on, man.
I'm going to get some heat for this one. I feel like Breakfast at Tiffany's is a little overhyped in some ways.
Probably.
And I may have a little issue with it because, I don't know, Mickey Rourke's performance in it didn't really hold up very well.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's a caricature. You're right. It mars the film a little bit.
In 1961, they knew better.
Yeah.
Like, they knew, it was just the director that wanted to do it. Mickey didn't want to do it. Mickey just wanted to play the role straight up. They talked him into basically doing this charade kind of
an embarrassing thing for him. I feel bad for Mickey.
I feel bad for him and his career because he gets kind of like lumped into that when he was an actor getting paid to do a job late in his career, taking roles and everything. And yeah, I'm not saying he's innocent in the matter. He still took the money and still did it.
Yep.
But Yeah, that movie doesn't...
There's a lot of pressure when you're in that situation.
Yeah. I would say, if you want to know, well, I've never seen Roger Hepburn. What are these guys talking about? My Fair Lady, Sabrina, Charade. I would recommend them before Breakfast at Tiffany's, although Breakfast at Tiffany's is a classic.
Ooh, Dark Horse, no pun intended, Wait Until Dark.
Wait Until Dark. I knew you were going to go there, because that's what I wanted to wrap up on.
Oh, sorry.
One of my dream roles is playing Rat in Wait Till Dark.
Oh, really?
My Nana loved that movie. One of her favorite movies of all time, and Audrey Hepburn. It's how I grew to love Audrey Hepburn. It wasn't from all those other movies I saw her in. It was that movie I saw her in.
What a performance.
And, I want that part so dang bad.
Alan Arkin? Yeah, Alan he was Arkin's a classic role.
Did I say
role,
Alan Alder?
You said something.
Yeah.
It was Alan Arkin, though.
Alan Arkin. Yeah. Most people know Alan Arkin as the lovable kind of grandpa in those things. You watch him in that.
He's scary.
He shows you his range in that movie. That movie holds up, too. It Good still one. Holds up. God, I want that part so bad. Anybody that's doing that play around the country, let
Anyone?
Me know.
Anyone?
And good luck to anybody audition against me. Take a break and come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everyone. WFHR on your radio dial. Seth and James here with you. We just got done celebrating Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
We actually
went into the future for that.
We did?
Yeah.
Future.
Pam just got into the office and let us know that list was actually for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were a couple of birthdays I put on there that were for today, like Dr. Aaron and that.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of those were for tomorrow. So we already got a qualifier for tomorrow.
That's right.
Those people got an extra shout out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. We'll get them again tomorrow.
We did have one name for today. So that is going to, and it's going to be an instant qualifier, Janet King.
Janet, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Janet. We hope you have a fantastic day. Yep. Celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Celebrate with them. You get a free slice of pie. Get on over there, Janet. Enjoy your day. And you get a whole, you get us to just shout you out.
Just you.
Yes. Yes. And you are an instant qualifier, Janet.
Even better.
You're going in. Our qualifier we pulled today is going in. And we may even grab another qualifier for tomorrow.
Hey, why not?
Why not? Why not?
We're crazy around here.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's for sure. Going into this next one, it's an interesting topic, but one that I know a lot about, but I don't know physically, like personally about.
Oh, okay.
I've only studied it and everything. I haven't dealt with it a lot, haven't had a lot of it in my life or people in my life. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm.
Because if you haven't heard, we're in the time of year when you're most likely to get a sunburn.
That's right.
A new survey for it found most Americans are not paying close enough attention. Only 1 in 4 of us have had an annual skin cancer screening in the past 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a dermatologist checks you out head to toe and looks for any scary-looking moles or other warning signs. Most insurance companies cover part or all of your screening, so make an appointment or get a referral from your doctor and go get checked. It could save your life.
Mm.
According to the CDC, skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in the U.S.
Wow.
But as long as you catch it early, you'll probably be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Melanoma is the deadliest type, but when it's caught early, the 5-year survival rate is over 99%.
99%. Wow.
So right there, I think we could take a good story of the day that we have gotten to a point in time where we have any kind of cancer, let alone the one that is affecting us the most.
Exactly.
Is down to 99%. I mean, that is pretty darn good.
That's amazing.
It does not mean that we could take our foot off the gas on cancer. Doesn't mean, oh, well, we got this cancer thing licked. No, obviously
no,
not.
No, we don't. No.
We got a lot of work to do on this subject. Cancer is still running laps around us. While we bicker about politics and all these little things, diseases continue to run game on us. While we are, they're in the corner laughing at us while we're bickering about, the most ridiculous things in the world. Drag queens, all this messing with children or something like that. Like, that's what we're worrying about while cancer just continues to run laps around us.
You know, it's funny. Cancer doesn't seem to care about your socioeconomic status.
Yeah.
Really doesn't care about that.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or black or white or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Get checked. It's something that I'm going to do. I don't believe I've ever had, I mean, since I was a kid, I don't believe I've had a test done.
Yeah, I can't
Probably
even
should
remember.
Have had that done. Yeah. Probably should have done that.
And it's a good reminder for everyone, including us, because I'm with you. I'm in the same boat.
I'm very fortunate that I have insurance now, but I have not had insurance for a good 20-some years or something like that.
Yeah.
So as far as I would have probably gotten this done sooner or something if we lived in a country that had better health care.
Ooh. Well, that's a novel idea.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Shocking.
I had this weird, you know, I must have been dreaming because I had this thought about the idea of putting health over money.
What?
And bringing a lot of these CEOs and these corporations down to our level.
You're crazy.
It was a weird, wacky dream. Don't worry about that. Take a break. Come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you, taking it right to the top of the hour, where we are going to be joined to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friend Madison from the Southwood County Humane Society, and we'll have our Pet of the Week.
Nice! Yay!
Looking forward to that. Yeah. 9 o'clock hour, also going to have some entertainment news. We'll touch on some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, all of that coming up for you. Right now, one more Star Wars story for you as we celebrate Star Wars Day. Yeah. You know, May the 4th be with you day and all that. In recognition of that, fandom.com analyzed data from its site to determine which movie from the Skywalker saga is the most popular in each state.
Ooh.
So we start with Episode 1, The Phantom Menace from 1999. California, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oregon, South Dakota, Washington, and Wyoming.
Well, that's literally all over the map.
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually when we do these, they're isolated. They're a little more. This is going to be interesting if it's going to be like this.
And that's the roundly critically, at least the fans and stuff, that's probably one of the least liked of the movies.
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of curious. It's interesting.
So many states have it as a number one.
Yeah.
When you're right, you know.
Yep.
But I do think that there's – so when we talk about the original three, the first three that came out back in the 70s and everything.
Yeah, right.
Those movies, we don't talk about them. We love them because of the great special effects or something like that. We love them for nostalgia. We love them because we grew up with them.
Yep.
Every generation has had a set of Star Wars movies to grow up with, almost. That generation that grew up in the 90s with The Phantom Menace being what those original three were for you and I were for them. And I imagine that's a big part of the reason for it.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's not even just that if it was a good movie or not or anything. It's the nostalgia part of it, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, another one that wasn't very well received.
Yep.
From 2002, Alabama, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, North Dakota, New York, and South Carolina.
Wow.
Now, on that one, North and South Carolina are on the same page. It's interesting that when the Dakotas, like, separate.
They do.
I don't know why. I just find that interesting.
You find that funny? Yeah.
I find it funny. I don't know.
In general, there's not much difference between North and South Dakota. Mm. But two places that I've lived, Minnesota and North Dakota, thought number two. Personally, I actually like the Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that one of the prequels. It's not as bad, I think, as people when it first came out, you know, and everything that was blah, 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 blah. No, I think it's okay.
I'm mature enough I say that jokingly, a little loosely and stuff, to admit that I think part of the reason I didn't like those is because of the hype in my own head. How long, these generations now have no idea what we're talking about, but Seth and I, we waited forever for new Star Wars content. Anything.
After 1983.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until 1999.
Begging for it. Desperate for it.
Yes.
And at the time, all we ever heard was, oh, he'll never do this. Oh, he's never going to do any more of these and stuff. And then, you know, it wasn't where that we had the internet and that we could all get these, leaked stories or anything like that. It almost kind of came out of nowhere, it felt like, when these movies came out and stuff. And, yeah, the expectations were so high. And honestly, the writing wasn't as good as the original three, I don't think. He took the Force in a weird way. He went way too political with it. Nobody in human history has watched a sci-fi movie to see politics discussed.
Meetings,
and, you know, adjourned. And, you know, like, show me a lightsaber, for God's sake.
Come on, man. We want to see action. Yeah.
I think you could do with a little of that. I think he had good intentions, and I think he was trying to show a little bit of the Star Wars world with our world, and all that.
Yeah, and it happens with most movies.
Just went too heavy. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith from 2005, Montana, New Jersey, and New Hampshire.
Only three?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised at that.
Episode 4, A New Hope from 1977. Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Indiana, Nevada, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Okay, makes sense. I'm actually a little surprised it's not more states, to be honest.
Me too.
The original, you know, is, you know, the one that launched everything. So that makes
sense. Yeah. I love that Illinois and Wisconsin agree on this.
They actually agreed on something. That's hilarious. How nice is that?
Both of them are immediately changing their votes.
Yeah. And they change it to the same thing.
Yes, that'd be hilarious. They keep changing it to the same thing. Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back from 1980, Alaska, Georgia, Hawaii, and me.
You're a state?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at going
state
into state
of confusion, yeah, state of denial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. A lot of the above. I think that's interesting that only three with that one. When I in my life, I've known so many people that love that movie.
And it's considered like the best made of all of the Star Wars movies. It's considered one of the best made. So I don't know in terms of story and everything. So I don't know. That's interesting.
If I wasn't going to say Empire was my favorite, I would say Episode 6, Return of the Jedi was.
Mm-hmm.
You get Dark Luke. End of sentence. Ewoks and Dark Luke. End of sentence. For Return of the Jedi from 83, Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont is the states where it's the most popular movie.
Okay.
Episode 7, The Force Awakens from 2015, Tennessee and Virginia.
Okay.
Episode 8, The Last Jedi from 2017, Arizona and Pennsylvania. And finally, Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker that came back in 2019. Wow. It was that long ago already.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right.
Idaho and Maine, the only ones that really rep those. But we do this in 10 years, and those movies are probably going to rise up because there's
it.
A whole generation where those, my nephew, my godson Cole, and my nephews and all that, your boys, that's their movies. These are their movies.
Yeah, my boys haven't seen those yet. They've seen all of them up to the first six now. They've seen those. So, and eventually, of course, they're going to see the other ones. So, but you're right. They may be more liking those ones than the originals. Who knows?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not shocked. It's not so much shocking that A New Hope has the highest number of states, but it is shocking that it's tied at the number with Phantom Menace.
Yeah,
where there's such a heaviness to that movie. Like it's so divisive about those three movies and stuff.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. By the way, just as a side Star Wars note here before we wrap up this hour, can we get? I know that it's in the works. Can we get more Daisy Ridley?
Yeah.
I love Daisy Ridley. She's great.
They listened.
She's got
a TV show she's working on.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. She's so awesome.
She is. She did a great job with
those. She did. It's such a tough movie franchise to be in.
I was joking with a student the other day because they immediately were like, well, your favorite character was definitely Han Solo growing up. I'm like, no. Originally, I liked Luke. I thought Luke was cool and stuff. I was like most kids. R2-D2 was Ridley my favorite, but I liked Luke. It wasn't until I became a little older, like a young teenager, that Han Solo was the coolest thing
in the
world to me.
Yeah.
I started out liking Han Solo and R2.
Oh, okay.
I started out that way. I ended up kind of coming around to liking Luke
That's cool.
And his storyline and everything.
Yep.
But I don't know. Do you... There is no bad characters. There is no.
There's not
not really. Outside of Jar Jar.
Really. Well, no one can do bad 1,000. So put that in there. I have always been a C-3PO fan.
Right
for
on.
Whatever reason, I don't know. Plus the fact that I found out how Anthony Daniels, who played him, is one of the coolest people ever.
Yeah.
If you've ever heard an interview with him, he's one of the neatest guys. Yeah.
We are going to take a break, get to CBS News. After that, we're going to start off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society and our Pet of the Week here at WFHR.